This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Gary Lutz. It's 9623, show 521. Hey, Nick, happy holiday. Hope you had a great weekend. And the markets seem to have not reacted well to the holiday weekend.
No. In fact, we've had a rally right up into Labor Day, and you're going to see now that the markets are starting to turn back down. In fact, they're under pressure again today to start the session. Yesterday, they had a pretty weak close. And, you know, again, this is how markets are. They rally up ahead of holidays because of the light volume, lack of selling pressure. It's a time period right before Labor Day where people will go on vacation, have holidays. Kind of an unwritten law that the markets will float higher. But we're back to reality now, and we're getting a nice little sell-off. And traders are looking to take some chips off the table, it seems, right now.
Certainly does seem that way. But, you know, the surprising thing is oil's rally here that, you know, it's at trading at 2003 highs now.
Yeah, oil's had a great run up. And I told my members a while ago earlier in the month of August, I said around 85 should be a peak. And then I thought we would probably retest around 83.50 to 84. We've gone as high just yesterday, as high as $88. But I will say this, Kerry, it's overbought, it's extended, and if you own oil right now, I would protect that trade with a trailing stop. Now, remember, oil's gone higher the last several days because of this OPEC Plus news that OPEC's going to cut production along with Russia. Last week, we heard that Russia was going to cut production as well. So while this news is very bullish for the oil price, the chart is still saying and signaling a very overbought and extended condition. So if you do own oil here and you're long oil, I would protect it right now. And even if you want to, you know, take some chips off the table, it's not a bad idea, in my opinion.
Hey, and understanding that these cuts, they don't really work generally. Everybody cheats in these cartels. And why would they be cutting production if demand is so wonderful? Why cut a million barrels a day? It doesn't really follow through, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it really never makes any sense. And what you alluded to with the production cuts never really being true to their word, or, you know, we've seen it time and time again where these guys are selling oil out the back door. So, you know, it kind of reminds me of the old, that movie Goodfellas. I don't want to say it's that old, but, you know,
it's where old.
They're bringing stuff in the front door and they're moving it right out the back door. It's kind of the same thing. And, you know, that's what goes on with these cartels. So, you know, it's unbelievable. But, you know, that's why I use charts, Kerry. I'm never smart enough to figure this stuff out. What I would say is, though, if you do own oil here, you know, either take chips off the table or protect your trade. But I think it's overbought, and I think we're going to see a pullback now.
All right. And I don't doubt you're correct. Hey, so tech is really getting hammered today.
Yeah, tech is getting hammered today in a big way, not a small way. It's down about 1% as we speak, or just a shy of 1%. But the one thing I note, everybody is always talking about AI. Everybody's always talking about NVIDIA, but Apple's the one you got to watch because it's the world's largest market cap. It's also part of the Dow, part of the S&P, and a huge part still of the NASDAQ composite. So Apple today down over $5. That's nearly a 3% decline. Right now, I think that stock is the tell. If Apple can't get itself going, nothing's going to get going. And I would definitely keep that on your radar. Apple down by nearly 3% today. And that's a pretty good drop because the stock has been very strong recently, not making new highs, but it still should be viewed as the leader. And when Apple goes down, I think it gets everybody's antennas up in the investment world as, hey, maybe things aren't so good out here. We got to pay attention to these markets.
And this just shows how the fundamentals are totally divorced from the prices that stocks actually trade at for protracted periods of time. To me, Apple is a stodgy company. Look, I have 10 different Apple products in my house, but they have not had an innovative breakthrough since the iPad, I guess. Maybe if you consider the iPods, those earbud things, as a big breakthrough, but you can't build a company on headphones, you know, headsets.
So, I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. How many cell phones do you really need?
Yeah. I mean, I got two, honestly. I don't really need two, but I have to have one for work. And the phones have just not really advanced significantly in the past 7-8 years. They're strictly living off their reputation, their capital. I'm not saying that they're not better than PCs and Androids. I do think they are better in certain respects, but do they really command a 50 to 100% price premium? Have they just hoodwinked the market? I mean, for me, for what I do, yes, they are superior, but they're just not, the tech is just not advancing like it once did, Nick.
I agree with that. And I think right now, you know, we'll see what kind of correction the stock makes or what kind of pullback it makes. But overall, I agree with that. I'm still using a cell phone that's 10 years old. I just can't go through the process of going to a store, buying a new cell phone that really doesn't do a whole lot more. Maybe it's got a little bit of a better camera, or maybe the processor is a little bit faster. But it's painful to just change over all that data, and it's just too much work. It's like moving, you know, to me, like leaving a house and going into a new house. It's just too painful, too stressful. So I just don't do it. And I think more people are feeling the same way. But let's not forget, Kerry, Apple does have these goggles. People are, you know, they're supposed to go googly over these goggles.
Yeah, maybe that's the next thing. And those are like $3,000 or something ridiculous like that. Who the heck needs it? Hey, so speaking of markets getting hammered, gold and silver definitely getting hammered today again after yesterday.
Yeah, they got hit yesterday pretty hard, and they're down a little bit lower today. Gold right now lower by about 0.5%. The key level to watch for gold here, and I think everybody should keep an eye on it, is 1914. Right now we're at 1941. It's not a big deal, but if you lose that 1914 support area, which was the low in August, gold's probably going to make a run down to the 1800 handle. So be aware of that. I think we could see, you know, even the low 1800s overall. But, you know, you have to break one level before you get to the next level. So we'll see where we go.
Hey, so another market getting beat up is Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is certainly under pressure recently. And again, we talked about it on this show 2 weeks ago. I said the bullish weekly chart pattern that was in play for Bitcoin has failed. And then we had a big pop on this, I believe it was Grayscale news. They got a court ruling that was somewhat favorable. Bitcoin soared on the 28th. And even on that day, I think we met here and I said, I wouldn't get too excited because the bigger time pattern is a failure. And that whole rally that we had on the 29th of August in Bitcoin has been negated now. And I think we're headed down to around the 21,500 level. I would not own Bitcoin at all at this stage of the game. I think the chart is not a good one. And the best moves come from failed moves. And everybody should always remember that.
Yeah. Hey, I agree. You know, hit that 30,000 again, sucked everybody in, and then boom, now the hammer comes down. And it'll probably, you know, who knows, maybe it'll break that 20,000 mark. Remember, we were talking about 11,000 not too long ago, right?
Yeah. And that's still in the cards, you know, but right now you have to get your next, you're going to see if you just look back on the chart, 21.5 is going to be right around that March time period where Bitcoin had a sloppy consolidation and broke out. So that level has to be retested first. And again, that's, you know, right around the middle of March of this year. But if you take out that level, 11,000 is still there lurking. It has never been tested yet. So I ultimately, you know, believe we're going to get there eventually. It just takes, you know, it just doesn't work on my timing. It works on its own time.
Yes, that's the truth, man. It works on its own time. And hey, so that is it for today. We took a little break there for the holidays, and we've been slow for the summer, but we're going to pick it up now. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been beating the averages for decades and continues to do so now. Hey, while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. And write your YouTube comments below. Why don't you click subscribe, share, and thumbs up and all that good stuff. And Nick, we will talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.